Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. Welcome to The Questions, Episode 89. Today, Kane asks, in a follow-up to question episode number 70, if we're not focused on doing a good job and are instead focusing on getting it done, it seems like getting back to it for editing would be a nightmare of tiring hours nodding off at the monitor wishing I could write new fic instead. Are we setting ourselves up to fail this way?
No.
You are not setting yourself up to fail this way. You will commit no more errors going fast than going slow, aside from maybe a few more spelling errors. In fact, in my experience and in the experience of a number of other writers I know, the faster you write, the more you just worry about getting it done, the tighter the plots are, the fewer the continuity errors there are, and the better the story flows. And that's because by focusing on getting it done, you are keeping yourself in the zone. You're not allowing yourself to get jogged out of the groove by all these meta processes in your mind, the worries that make you second and third guess yourself. Those worries don't have anything useful to contribute to the project. I know that sounds very counterintuitive, but it's really, really true. Your subconscious knows what it's doing. And once you get past being able to turn a good phrase and write a story all the way to the end, the next several decades of your life, there are other tools that you will learn and be able to use, but most of the difference between a decent, early, competent writer and a really experienced writer later on is the later you go, the better you get at letting go and not worrying about all that crap that you're trying to juggle in your head. The amount of editing that you have to do at the keyboard is a function of two things. It's a function of how good you are, and that's a function of how much practice you've had. And it's a function of how much you get out of your own way. The more you get out of your own way, and the better you get, the less editing you'll have to do. If you're staying in your own way because you lack confidence in your abilities, you're not creating less work for yourself at the editing stage, you're creating more work for yourself. You may be folding some of that work into the writing process, but generally speaking, you're going to have more work at the editing stage too. I know it's counterintuitive as hell, but it really is true. The more you trust yourself and get out of your own way, the fewer errors you will commit as you write your stories. And as far as setting yourself up to fail, I suppose the first few times you do this, you might fail miserably. It's quite possible. But failure is essential to learning. And if you start out failing miserably and wind up with a book or two that doesn't really work, that's okay, because the next few books will work better than they would have otherwise. Take the long view and be willing to trust yourself to get it right. You learned how to walk without anybody teaching you how. Most of the things you do in your life, every day, were things that nobody taught you. You just learned through experiment and experience. Writing is the same way. There are things you can learn about it from people like me and Dave Farland and Dean Wesley Smith and Christine Catherine Rush and Ursula K. Le Guin and everybody else that offers writing advice, writing courses, all sorts of stuff. There's a lot of good stuff you can learn from writers that are more experienced than you. But that will only ever augment your ability to teach yourself. It will never replace it. So, trust yourself. You've done this before. If not with writing, then surely with something else. It'll work out, I promise. I hope that helps, and I'll see you tomorrow.
NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and is released under a Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution No Derivatives License.